This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the wires this afternoon, Dateline Washington, D.C., credit the Associated Press, quote, IRS is recalling 46,000 workers, nearly 60% of its workforce, from furlough to handle tax refunds without pay. I mention that because of a story I read in the Washington Post today, which points out that for some in the Trump administration, a government shutdown is not the worst thing in the world. Lisa Ryan shared the byline on that story. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
We should say at the outset here that the Trump administration has been trying to reduce the size of the federal government since the get-go.
Oh, absolutely. Trump campaigned on smaller government, as many Republicans do. But I think in his case, he talked about deconstructing the administrative state. This was about regulations. This was about the size of government. This was about, you know, bringing the bureaucracy of the federal government to heel. And there are many agencies where in the past 2 years, civil servants have either retired or just quit and found other jobs because the culture shift that Trump brought in just wasn't what they wanted.
And now here we are on day 25 of a shutdown that, as you report in the paper today, along with some other people, there are folks around the president who think maybe the shutdown is not the worst thing in the world and it's a way to get to a smaller government.
That's right. So these are people like Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, former South Carolina congressman, member of the Tea Party movement. Remember the Tea Party? They've sort of morphed into the Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives. It's not that they don't care about a wall on the border, but they care more about smaller government. They want less federal spending. Mm-hmm. They want fewer bureaucrats. And they feel that the shutdown has shown them something, which is we haven't collapsed. Vital services are still getting to Americans. Maybe this shows us that we can function with a smaller government.
To that point, though, about vital services getting where they need to be, what's actually happening is that the White House is arranging workarounds so that the pain or the dysfunction of a smaller government is not really being felt. Like, for instance, the IRS refunds, right? They've created that workaround calling people in to make sure those tax refunds get out.
So politically, they realize that there's a fallout of a shutdown of this duration. And so what they need to do is, you know, try to protect Trump, you know, from that fallout. So it's the tax refunds. And now what we're actually seeing even today is that the FAA has brought back thousands of FAA workers. It's partly that they have to bring people back and call them essential employees because otherwise government really will stop functioning. And then so there's that group. And then there's another group of people who, you know, they're trying to help, like people who go to national parks. They brought back the people who maintain the parks just to keep those services going and Americans not getting upset about them not having them.
This is kind of an amazing question to have to ask. And full disclosure here, I worked for the federal government for 12 years, 8 years in the military and 4 years in the Foreign Service. But I am almost at a loss to explain why the federal government would be a good career choice at this point.
That's actually what I have heard a lot, too. And in fact, the last paragraph of our story quotes a public affairs professor in Portland, Oregon, who teaches all these students who want to go into state, local, county government. And, you know, he's telling them, look, I just don't think this is what you want to do right now. But here's what I will say. There are a lot of people currently in government who are in two categories. One is they're going to go to agencies where the missions have not changed dramatically, or they will be people who say, we're going to wait it out. And don't forget, there are Republicans in government who appreciate what Trump is doing. You know, the Defense Department, Department of Veterans Affairs, these tend to be more conservative-leaning agencies.
Lisa Ryan is a national reporter for The Washington Post covering the federal government, writing most recently with Bob Costa and Danielle Paquette about the shutdown and the ever-shrinking federal government. Lisa, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.